There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system, that for me to simply, through executive order, ignore those congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president.
What I'd like to know is what you're going to do now until the time immigration reform is passed to ensure that more people are not being deported and families aren't being broken apart.
Well, look, Jackie, this is something that I've struggled with throughout my presidency. The problem is that I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor of the United States. My job is to execute laws that are passed. And Congress right now has not changed what I consider to be a broken immigration system. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that we have certain obligations to enforce the laws that are in place, even if we think that in many cases the results may be tragic.
Last time we spoke, you said that you weren't king, you were president. There are only certain things you could do unilaterally. As time goes on, 1,000 deportations on average a day. People are wondering, and our Twitter feeds and Facebook feeds, that's the question everybody asks. Won't you at least consider unilaterally freezing deportations for the parents of deferred action kids?
Yeah. Here's the problem that I have, Jose, and I've said this consistently. My job in the executive branch is supposed to be to carry out the laws that are passed. Congress has said, here's the law when it comes to those who are undocumented, and they allocate a whole bunch of money for enforcement. And what I have been able to do is to make a legal argument that I think is absolutely right, which is that given the resources we have, we can't do everything that Congress has asked us to do. What we can do is then carve out the DREAM Act folks, saying young people who have basically grown up here are Americans that we should welcome. We're not going to have them operate under a cloud, under a shadow. But if we start broadening that, then essentially I would be ignoring the law in a way that I think would be very difficult to defend legally. So that's not an option.
You have a power to stop deportation for all undocumented.
Actually, I don't. And that's why we're here.
I need your help.
Okay. Thank you. All right. What I'd like to do, now what you need to know when I'm speaking as President of the United States and I come to this community is that if in fact I could solve all these problems without passing laws in Congress, then I would do so. But we're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition. And so the easy way out is to try to yell and pretend like I can do something by violating our laws. And what I'm proposing is the harder path, which is to use our democratic processes to achieve the same goal that you want to achieve. But it won't be as easy as just shouting. It requires us lobbying and getting it done.